Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Everywhere, trillions everywhere, trillions everywhere.
Everybody, how y'all feeling tonight?
Beautimus, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, not to be mistaken for Newark, New Jersey. It is Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey now, how y'all doing?
Hey Toy, how
we
you doing?
We are great. Get it fast. It's Friday night. It's the Friday night cipher. Let's recap the week in news and entertainment. What's going on? Hey, folks, please pay attention to the chatter this week going on in the field of aviation. I'm talking about the industry, not a movie, and I'm not talking about Avatar. I said aviation. A lot of laws are changing this week, and pay attention. You know, the airlines, laws that impact the airlines and the pilots. You know, their actual flying time, you know, pay attention to what Congress is really talking about because they're changing laws and it's going to impact, I'm a frequent flyer, so it's going to impact, you know, myself as well as pilots and anybody else who flies. So,
yeah, body scanner.
Pay attention.
Yeah. You heard about, like people, like pretty much protesting against body scanners in the airport.
Right, TSA, absolutely.
Just ridiculous.
And the whole pat down process.
Right, but they say like, well, a lot of people, you know, are refusing to go through the full body scan, the actual scanner. Like
right.
They said, like pilots, flight attendants,
they
and
call
passengers.
It intrusive. Yeah, it's a little intrusive as far as the whole pat-down process. You know, it's kind of been escalated, but, you know, it really couldn't be escalated at a worse time for, you know, the nation's air travel system overall. I think there was a pilot as well as a passenger who was a little revolted by the whole process of the full, you know, the full body scans and the whole pat-down process. And it is a little intrusive.
You're absolutely right. But then it's like, okay, if you opt to not go through the scanner, you have to go through the pat down, and then it's gonna that takes some more time. So it's like, okay, you have to choose. I mean, I don't know. Like, I understand though, because like maybe people like with prosthetic limbs or whatever, maybe they're embarrassed by it. And they don't want anybody to know that that's what they have, but they'll see it. Like while you're going through the scanner, everybody will see it. There's no, you know, so it's an invasion of privacy either way. But it's like, okay,
right.
What about our safety? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, the people who don't do anything are the people who are most offended, I feel. But then how do
you
point
well, you know.
who are prone to do something to threaten our lives? We don't know.
Folks, you got to stand up for something or you're going to fall for anything. In the news, did y'all hear about the professor out in Kansas State University?
who ate like Twinkies and Nutty Buddies and powdered donuts instead of meals and lost weight for, of course, you know, 10 weeks.
No.
Instead of eating food, he's a professor at Kansas State University. He gave up, you know, meals and munched on Little Debbie snack cakes, Doritos, chips, Oreos too in some instances, Twinkies, and he pretty much lost weight.
Yeah, but
so,
it's because
you know,
he's enough.
Was trying. No protein, you know, no real nutrients.
Right. So his body was doing nothing but storing the little bit of fat he was getting out of those snacks. So yeah, he would have lost weight because there's not a lot of there's no starch in that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not a lot anyway. His body would have destroyed that in his sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, because the calories were minimal. So you're absolutely right. But his point in proving that, you know, snack foods aren't necessarily bad for your health, that his Twinkie diet, you know, helped him to lose 27 pounds.
But you know what? Look
so,
at it
don't
like.
Don't try that at home. Don't try that at home. You know, everybody can't freaking lose 27 pounds off of eating Twinkies, specifically if you are already a little on the obese side. Get out of here.
Well, yeah. See, that's the problem right there. And the thing is that what people don't understand it, like you can't, you're already heavy set, and you go buy low fat cookies. You know, it doesn't make it better because they're low fat. You know, it doesn't make it all right for you to eat the whole box right after you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't. I don't know. Like I've seen that happen too many times. People tell me they're on diets and then they go buy like the low-fat Oreo cookies and eat the whole pack and be like, that's part of my diet.
Yeah. It's not an effective diet.
I don't know.
What else is going on in the news, my friends? What else is going on in the news?
Well, dang it, I was going to take some. Oh, did anybody get to see the Oprah interview with the Jackson family? I mean, I did. Yeah. Did anybody
get it? I heard it was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't get to see it. I missed out on that. I really did. But
it seems like it's a lot of buzz around the Kanye West interview with Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about that?
Well, Kanye and Bush sat down with Matt Lauer this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when they, like, both, like, I guess Kanye apologized then.
I don't think he apologized. What he said was that, you know, he didn't so much apologize. He just kind of, like, retracted his statement that he felt differently about what he said about Bush, how he felt about black people. He didn't say, you know, I'm sorry or I apologize, per se.
I mean, retracting his statement.
Like, yeah. That's not an apology. That's just
what, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, because the people are like, he didn't really apologize. I tell you, he just changed his word. He said, I would have to take that back, you know. But at the same time, I still think, I don't believe Kanye. I believe he really felt like the way he said the first time he said it. I don't believe that he felt this, the way, you know, when he was with Matt Lauer. I think he was just making TV. Me personally, but
right, he was he got really upset when they, not when they questioned him about the whole Taylor Swift incident, the fact that they as they were asking him about it. He got really really upset and asked him. I mean, did y'all really need to do that? I know what I did. Like that was his whole demeanor. So he got upset that they had that little backdrop of him. Interrupting her acceptance speech. He kind of spazzed out on him and told him don't let it happen again.
It's news, dude, and it was like ridiculous news. So, you know, they're going to keep replaying it because it was an ignorant moment in hip-hop, Kanye. Just tuning into the show. It's 10:14, and we're just recapping news and entertainment. This is Radio Stat, Hovercraft, new music right here. You heard it first, Team Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
my subconscious couldn't let her go. From a lead, bitch, I flow like a Chinese cat. She moves diamond. Hollywood, all access became pleasure. Spot her with a hand suit on. I gotta get her.
Kanye West, he canceled his Today Show performance because, like, he didn't perform on the Today Show because he said that Matt Lauer was attempting to force his answers, and he was upset because he was playing the clips, you know, from when he did the thing, like when you were talking about Toya, about him going on stage, and then the whole deal with the whole president. They showed clips while they were asking him questions. I just found that.
Yeah, he was, like, really, really pissed off about that. He was upset, like, how dare you play that as if I need a reminder as to what I did.
Right, because, like, he was supposed to perform on 26.
Kanye, I believe, is used to being able to control, you know, the media for the most part, telling them what to do, you know, what to ask him, what to say. And some people go along with that. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's journalism. Damn it. And Today Show, you know, they I'm going to say I like the Today Show because I think they put it out there and they real. They ask real questions. They don't care. You know, they ask the questions that the people sitting at home really want to know. And Kanye, again, you know, that was an ignorant moment in the hip hop, brother.
Yeah, well, both times, actually. I mean, because like, it is a time and place for everything. But he was scheduled to perform on the 26th on the Today Show, on the 26th of November. He was supposed to perform. So he canceled that performance because of this whole deal.
Yeah, God bless Lindsay Lohan. Let me just throw that out there, too. We're diverse on this show. And, you know, Lindsay Lohan gets the bad end of the stick because they, like, all up in her business. They follow her, you know, to every, you know, every place she goes, there's always a camera. She's back in rehab. God bless you, because I think this is maybe the 9th freaking time that you've been in rehab, Lindsay. However, God bless you.
Yeah, how many times it takes, so long until she get it right.
No doubt, you know, when you fall, dust yourself off and, you know, try to make it happen. Just stay away from the white stuff, you know. Stay away from the white stuff.
You know what? Oh, look, hey, let's talk about For Colored Girls. Who did y'all, Toya or Didi, did either you get to see it as well?
Unfortunately, no, not as of yet.
Toy?
You didn't do your community service last week. Shame on you. Get out of here.
Okay, well, I need somebody to take over all these businesses and take care of the child. Then I'll get a moment to go to the movies when I get a moment to myself. Hello?
Well, sounds like you need a mental health day. So, you know, somebody needs to help her out with that mental health
day. Need to find you a babysitter or something for an hour and a half.
Are you raising your hand?
Yeah, come on, bring it down here.
That's hilarious.
Come on. What am I doing?
Watching the baby. You just gonna
that's
watch.
The thing.
I'm gonna leave her there for a couple of days. Forget an hour and a half.
Hey, speaking of For Colored People, Janet Jackson, one of the stars of For Colored Girls. Speaking of for colored girls, Janet Jackson revealed to CNN this week something that I thought was interesting. You know, for folks who don't know, I got educated on the difference between like a colonoscopy and a colonic like last year sometimes when I actually, you know, did my 21 pounds and 21 days diet. About to do that again. It's not a diet, excuse me, it's a detox. But what am I talking about, you ask? Janet Jackson revealed this week that, you know, when she was on Good Times, and everybody, you know, used to love Penny. We love Penny. That's how we were introduced to Janet. She was beginning to establish breasts. She was going through puberty at 11 years old when she was on Good Times. And, you know, they actually bound her breasts. They taped her breasts down because she had to remain that little girl, Penny, on the show. And she said that's actually what started her identity issues, thinking that, you know, she wasn't good enough, you know, trying to play that underage child who was growing breasts. But she also said that she was made to get colonics at 11 years old. And for those who may not know what a colonic is, it's when you have your dookie sucked out of you. And I thought that was ridiculous that 11 years old, Catherine was taking the child down to the damn colonic therapist to have her dookie sucked out so she could be a thinner person. The things people go through. Isn't that, like, crazy?
That's ridiculous because, you know, you're actually not supposed to get that until later on in life because you don't have enough toxins in your body to, that's crazy. I mean, I know they used to give us castor oil once a week on Fridays.
Right.
Clean us absolutely.
Out. Absolutely. If folks are sitting home wondering, like, why would somebody do that, the whole purpose of an 11-year-old getting a colonic, it was to keep her thin. It was
right.
To kind of take some of the trim off, the trim being the caca, it being sucked right out of you. Unbelievable.
Caca, huh?
Unbelievable. Caca. That's right out of entertainment news, Janet Jackson. Nevertheless, Janet looking oh so scrumptious.
Right.
Stay away from that colonic therapist, Janet, because it looked good on you.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. And I really like that movie. I mean, I like the direction. I like the way they placed the poetry. It was awesome, man. I want to go see it again, really. And if people can't afford to see it during the weekend, go during the week.
Stay home. Why don't you stay home, watch Dee Dee's kids so she can go see it one time before you go back and see it for a second time? It's
1026. Mail.
Yeah,
put it in the mail.
In Tampa, Florida. It's 1026 in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
It is. 926 out in Chicago, Illinois. You on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. Let us know how your week has gone, how your Friday is going. Welcome to the weekend. This is Easy. This is Eclipse. Eclipse. It's called Going In. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back. We're only on for an hour tonight, folks. We'll be back.
Yeah. I'm in the army of the Lord, going hard and I'm marching. Camouflaged up with an anointing on my garments. Gold shielding, I'm looking something like a Spartan. Daddy's demonic spirits looking softer than Charmin. Don't run on spirits when they plotting on invasion. Sold out for them, so the fire really blazing. Heated with the Bible, so I'm starting to feel Cajun. With every breath in me, I'ma go and get my brains in. Life will try to discourage you, but you keep it pushing. Try to ruin your recipe, but you keep it cooking. You been trying to slow your running, but you keep it booking. Going wild out for the Lord, get it choking. Ain't no shame in call for the Lord, get your praise up. Roof too low, I think you need to get your raise up. Praise for the Lord, I feel like I'm finna lose it. If you live for Christ, just praise him and get it through. Going in for the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. For the Lord, I forever get my praise up. Think you come and try me, I'm ready for your boy. Got that Bible on me, he didn't have it for your boy. You want one piece, I got the Lord on my side. If you try to hurt my spirit, he will never let it ride. I'm fighting for the Lord now and ain't no devil stopping me. Scraped up with bruises, but ain't no devil dropping me. I'ma stand firm on the word, that's my weapon. Got that ambush chopper when them demons try to stop it. Ha! I don't play the forfeit, I'm fighting to the death of me. Typical New Testament, got the word for your recipe. Sent stirring spirits when I hear the voices speaking me. Cause it could be the devil trying to weaken me.
The High Court allowing gay military ban for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you guys think about that?
Yeah, and because the government is supposed to be trying to appeal it, and
right.
while that's going on. I mean, I think it's, you know, that don't ask, don't tell. The thing about it is, the only reason that mattered, I think, was so that they weren't discriminated against.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a double-edged sword, because for the soldier that is gay, that means that they are trying to, feeling like they have to hide who they are. And then, you know, and it is other gay soldiers in it, but they find each other, believe me, because when I was in basic training, they humping in the, you know, hey, you know, so it's not like they don't find each other. That's not the problem. It's just a simple fact of them being allowed to, you know, be openly, you know, show intimacy, pretty much, public displays of affection.
Okay, well, what does that have to do with them serving the country and fighting in wars and protecting?
Well, because
protecting,
I think,
rights,
like,
I don't.
Well, you got to think, like, okay, like some people that are homophobic or whatever, like when you go out to the field, you know, you got to share tents with people. Not everybody feels comfortable. Not every man feels comfortable sleeping next to a gay man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's the instance.
That's very true. Very true.
I mean, that's true. I don't see the big deal.
But at the end of the day, I think, you know, those who are homophobic really struggle, and this is just my opinion, you know, so don't be sending me no emails. I think those who really have a problem with it are struggling themselves in some way, shape, or form. Because at the end of the day, if nobody's disrespecting you, if no one's coming at you crazy, then, you know, I mean, we live in an age where diversity is, like, key, you know? I mean,
right.
It's all about really respecting one another, you know, and humanity. But, you know, my experience, you know, those with real issues, you know, with it are those who are struggling, you know, in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, get out of here. Get over yourself.
Or mental slaves, like we were talking about the other night.
No doubt.
There's a lot of stigma that goes along with, you know, homophobia, or, you know, even being gay or bisexual.
Yeah, but I think in 2010, you know, I mean, in 2010, where, you know, things are a lot more colorful, you know, you just got to, you know, respect what you respect, respect how you believe, you know, and keep it moving. You know, I mean, you got to be respectful. At the end of the day, you know, I think homosexuality is a lot like, you know, religion in some instances. And you're like, how can you say that? Well, let me tell you why. It's because, you know, there's a lot of different shades of religion or spirituality. And, you know, but there's only one God. At the end of the day, there's humanity. But I think humanity comes in a lot of ways, shapes, and forms, if you will, you know. So again, it really just comes down to respect. So, you know, big up to the high court, because they are the high court, you know, whether you agree or don't agree, you know, it is what it is. All I can ask you to do is pray.
Yeah. Oh, I just
pray. In the news, the cat is out the bag with the brother Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. But are you shocked? No, she's getting fat as hell. Something's cracking. They're expecting a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they announced that, what, week before last? Was it last week, week before last?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, yes, they are. And she's old, isn't she? And I know when I was like, to go to any, like, extra changes. You know, because they say, you know, as you get older, it's harder on a woman's body. You know, the older that you get to carry a child. So I hope she's having a comfortable pregnancy, if nothing else. I hope the baby's healthy.
Hmm.
How far in age
is Mariah? Is looking good, though.
Oh, boy. Hey,
like,
right.
You know, I like,
she's looking
all
right, right about
know.
Now. Did you guys hear about the ticket that was bought in a Michigan porn shop that was worth $129 million?
Right. Still outstanding right now.
Did you happen to read
right
that
now.
On the Associated Press?
No.
And yeah,
yeah,
they,
still outstanding.
No, someone came forward.
Oh, they did come and get it.
Uh-huh. Someone came forward with the ticket and claimed it, and they said that they'll be donating a lot of the money to the church. Although the ticket
was bought
in the porn shop.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So, I mean, to bail the preacher out? I mean, what's going on? What's going on?
But yeah, $129 million ticket purchased in a pawn shop. I mean, not pawn, excuse me, porn shop. And they're donating a big chunk of it to the church.
Well, that's good. You know what? Because they probably a country church.
Hey, that's a nice way to be redeemed. That's a nice way to be redeemed.
Yeah, God ain't going to let you in. That don't mean that they're going to heaven because they gave most of the lottery money to the church. That's bull crap. Whatever. God ain't. There's nothing in the Bible that says you're coming to heaven for giving me $1 million. No. Now, if they help a lot of people with that money, because if they give it to just the church, then what is the church going to do with it?
Hopefully you they'll use it
God?
For
huh?
ministry.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just being really big. I'm just trying to come from a different perspective. But, like, really, what are they going to do with the money?
It's 10:37 with CeeLo and her different perspective. This is Wayne Brady. Can't Bobby Love, TM on the Radio Live. Connecticut, it's 10:01 in Atlanta. Actually, I said 10:01. It's 10:41 up in Connecticut, 1041 in Atlanta. That was my man Wayne Brady, Can't Buy Me Love. TM Hyman Radio Live. We got like 18 minutes left in the show, only on till 11 o'clock tonight. TGIF, it's the Friday Night Cypher, just keeping you up to date with what's happening in the news. Do you all remember Robert Van Winkle?
Yeah,
Vanilla
Ice. No, yeah, he got a construction company.
Ice, baby.
Yeah, he got a construction company.
Well, he has a construction company, and he has a new reality show that actually renovates houses on, what is that, HGTV?
Yeah,
HGTV.
I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I believe Robert Van Winkle. Check him out. He has a new renovating show where he actually gets homes and renovates them and flips them. I think Courtney Cox does that same type of thing. You know, so be on the lookout for Ice, baby. It's called the Ice Project. Vanilla Ice, Robert Van Winkle.
I got something to say. We didn't get it since we weren't
well,
on air.
Well, save it.
Since we weren't on air yesterday, we didn't get to give a shout out to the veterans. It was Veterans Day, November 11th, and I wanted to give a big shout out to all our men and women who serve in the military, all of our men and women who have served in the military, those of us who are not with us anymore, and those of us that are, you know, maybe retired, everybody. You know, big ups to all the veterans out there. I just wanted to say that since we weren't on air yesterday, just wanted to give a big shout out to the veterans.
Yeah, nice math out.
Big up to the vets, no doubt.
Congratulations.
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't know if it's just people. Why do you all have your dad today? What's going on with you guys?
Veterans, woohoo. Okay, next. Okay.
I know, right? No. It's not meant to be that way, listeners. I think it's something else. I don't know. Like,
I thank God that they fight for our freedom. I thank you, CeeLo, that you were in the military and you fought for our freedom. I think
that
without them, you got to understand, you know, they fight for our freedom every single day. They have been fighting for our freedom since, you know, the initiation of it all. So, you know, I definitely want to give a big shout-out, and I want the world to know that this isn't just a humdrum old thanks to veterans, but no, we give a shout out from the bottom of our heart. We appreciate you. And for those of us who will not go in the military like myself and will go to college, I appreciate a military person.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Absolutely. It's hard. It's a rough decision to make, to, you know, commit to the military knowing that you, you know, you could possibly go to war. You know, I mean, some people have been in for years and never seen war. And then you have those who go on constant, you know, tours because of their job title in the military. So, yeah, a lot of soldiers go over more times than not. Yeah.
Big up to Randy Moss. Looks like he may have found the right fit. Third team this year, you know, hanging out with those Titans. Look like they're trying to work it out. Pick up to the Titans and Randy Moss.
I hope they know what to do with him.
Hey, Peyton Manning, you know.
Yeah.
Gonna do what you gonna do, Mr. Manning. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
The right thing. You got to do the right thing. Yes.
You are nuts.
Hey, man. Look,
I don't know if this woman is taking medication she shouldn't be taking because she's no longer ill, but maybe she's still popping her pills out there in Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
I'm not sure.
I am still recovering. Thank you very much, sir. I wear my bone growth stimulator now. It's supposed to speed up my healing process.
The bone growth stimulator?
Yes, and when you see
bone
it,
it sounds like something off of a late night infomercial.
You know what it looks like?
Bone growth stimulator.
Hey, y'all remember the thing on the cartoons that the shepherd dog used to wear? The like that little barrel thing around his neck. The cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it looks like to me. But it has a thing that goes around your neck. Yeah, it looks like a barrel hanging from your neck. Yeah.
Folks, we're going to let CeeLo's bell hang from her neck, and we're going to throw this new joint at you right now.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hyman Radio Live. That was the new one from Law featuring C. Rolla. What you say? What you say this Friday evening, you guys? What's going on? Y'all seem a little dead for a Friday night. I mean, what's up with that?
You know what?
Well,
I know. I'm
going to tell you, for me, man, it's been a long week. Really a long week for me. So I'm feeling a little drained.
Well, I'm going to need you to get it together.
I know, right? I went and tried on bridesmaids' dresses for like 3.5 hours when I thought it was going to only take like 20 minutes.
Oh, and honey, I know you didn't think that was going to be an in and out.
And last time I did that stuff, I just went in there. I told them what size I needed, and they sent me the dress, and I was fine. But this time I had to find, my friend who's getting married, Sharika, who's marrying her fiance, Rodney, in January. Congratulations, black love at its finest. Yeah, she let us pick out our dresses. We could pick out our own dresses, but we had to get the color the color that she wants us to have. And I'm telling you, oh, my gosh, if it wasn't smushing the top, It was mushing the bottom. It was just, it was horrible. I didn't like it. Experience.
Oh, yeah, that's how Miss Willingham had hers. She said, here's your color swatch. Now go on and make something happen.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I ended up having to get a prom dress, is what I call it. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like the dress I wore to prom, really. But,
okay. But
it comes in the color that she wants, so whatever. It's a pretty dress, don't get me wrong. It's not the dress I wanted. The dress I found, it just would not come in the color that that she wants. And that sucks. And I'm tired from that. Thanks.
The news.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey,
thank you for loving me.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Hey, a little spat between P.O. and Donovan McNabb. Y'all know,
really?
McNabb was pulled out of the game, the recent game, like in the last 2 minutes. And you know, he I think Donovan is like, you know, the Redskins game between the Bengals, they lost on Sunday, like 37-25. You know what? T.O. is with the Bengals. Donovan McNabb is with Redskins. I don't think I teed this up right. Donovan McNabb, who's with the Redskins, was actually benched on Sunday's game when the Redskins played the Lions. That was the Detroit Lions. T.O. was actually speaking on his show this past week, Tuesday night, pretty much just kind of taking a stab at McNabb. For anybody who knows, when T.O. and McNabb used to be on the same team with the Eagles, they used to go back and forth. And they you know, had a couple of feuds. So right now, Donovan McNabb is trying to negotiate or renegotiate his contract, and the Redskins is like, get out of here, sit on the bench. You know, it is what it is. You know, I think he's like one of those spoiled dudes. He's like a spoiled dude, really. McNabb is used to getting what he wants. But he's with a team right now that really gets what they want, too. So they like, sit it down. T.O. pretty much is like, yo, Donovan got a reputation of not being able to get it done in the last 2 minutes of a game. And we all know in football, baby, the last 2 minutes, that's when it's time to get it in.
Yeah.
Men don't like to be.
And Donovan is known for becoming tired. What'd
you
say?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cut it out.
Men do not like to be known as a 2 minute man. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
TM, he cannot be known as a 2 minute man. We're not going to remember that for football.
Hey.
At all. Yeah,
hey.
You're right about that.
Hey.
In a whole
right. Well, you know,
nothing, huh?
Hey. rumors said that he couldn't get things done in the 2 minute offense, you know? You got to get it together, brother. I'm going to tell you, the best of us can get it done in 2 minutes, homie. Not me, you know, but hey.
Hey,
everybody.
Nobody wants
in
to hear
minutes,
that.
In 2 minutes, we can get it in.
Hey,
that's too much
football
information.
Football, baby.
Way too much information.
I'm sorry, but nobody wants
hey,
that.
I'm talking about football. I'm talking about football. It's
you
important
sure?
to get it in the
right.
last 2 minutes of the game. So. And that story was a lot more interesting than the prom dress story, damn it.
So what? You don't have to go through that mess. Wait till you get married and you got to wear child tight shoes and tight suits. Yeah, and then go on your little 25-pound 20 days.
In the news.
And a little tape.
Hey, we got we got like 4 minutes left in the show, folks. Hey, this is our Friday Night Cypher, just a roundup of the week. We came just to let you know that we appreciate you for riding with us. If you got anything to say, you got 4 minutes to do it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's the Friday Night Cypher. Big Up will be back on Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. Next week, we got a Miguel Perdomo, supermodel. Sean John, Calvin Klein, Polo, And a whole lot more. Next Wednesday, Miguel Prodomo back on the show. Hey, Monday night, we got the legal law firm, the Van firm, the Van Law Group, on with us Monday. Come with your questions to your legal woes. I believe he's a business law attorney. The Van Legal Group or the Van Law Firm will be here with us on Monday, 10 p.m. Miguel Prodomo on Wednesday. And then coming up in a couple of weeks, we got the former gospel artist Tone. Tone has gone rock, soul, funk, and he'll be right here with us to talk about his transition. That's artist Tone in a couple of weeks. Next week, Miguel Prodomo on Monday. It's the Van Law Group. Angels, thanks for hanging out. Last-minute shout-outs and comments. It's the Friday Night Cypher.
Thank you for hanging out with us all week and every week. And thank you guys for being committed to the show. And big up to our veterans. And I love my family, and I love you
big
guys.
Up.
I have to say.
Hey, we also have an author that's going to be coming on the show in a few. What's her name again, Cielo?
Elder Henrietta Trotter, and the name of the book is Divine Interventions. It's out now.
Divine Interventions, Elder Henrietta. What is it, Trotter?
Trotter. Trotter,
T-R-O-T-T-E-R. Okay, Elder Henrietta Trotter. Is that on Sunday show? Is that this week?
That is this Sunday. Yeah, she's going to be talking about her
okay.
book, and it talks about domestic violence, which I know that we have spoken about in show earlier.
Okay. Elder Henrietta Trotter on the show this Sunday, so stay tuned. Toya, Dee Dee, any last-minute shout-outs, comments?
Shout-out to the listeners. Thanks for supporting us. Shout-out to you, TM, CeeLo, Dee Dee. Everybody be safe. Have a fun weekend.
Shout-out to the listeners. Shout-out to my crew. I appreciate you and everything that you do. Shout-out to the veterans and everybody that's keeping us safe and protecting us. And I just want to say thank you. I love you guys. And I hope and pray that, you know, we on air for another 15 years. You just keep listening. Appreciate it.
Good night, everybody.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.